This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the Vancouver Rent Bank. There may have been snow on the ground and freezing temperatures, but the Acorn Canada staff's spring planning and training meeting was in full bloom in Gatineau, Quebec, the sister city across the river from Ottawa, Ontario. Several of the Acorn British Columbia organizers in their reports to start the sessions mentioned in Surrey and Burnaby, working-class suburbs of the unaffordable executive city of Vancouver, they were demanding a rent bank. I asked Marcus Gomez, ace BC organizer sitting next to me, what is a rent bank? He whispered that there was one in Vancouver and they wanted it in other cities. Interesting. So here's what I found. The Vancouver Rent Bank is essentially an emergency relief fund operated in a partnership with the City of Vancouver and various foundations and cooperatives in the area, like Van City, the giant credit union, who handles some of the administrative functions. There's an application process, of course, and a repayment plan, but the basic program is designed as a preventive measure to prevent evictions and therefore homelessness. The Rent Bank handles only three situations: security deposits to help people afford to get apartments, utility bills to keep people in apartments, and rent payments to prevent evictions. If approved, an individual can get a check made out to landlord or hydro for up to $1,300, and if it's a family, $1,800. The standards are reasonably high for eligibility, like $28,000 for a family of one and over $50,000 for a family of four. The money is given as a no-interest loan with a two-year repayment plan, like a micro-loan of sorts. Looking at the application process, it reads like it might be easier to get a home loan, though. The list was daunting, and an applicant needed to be able to produce the paperwork to back it up. It included being currently a resident, being low income, 19 years or older, have a bank account or on income assistance, have or will have a concrete, consistent source of income, have two pieces of ID, can provide a proof of tenancy, not be in the process of bankruptcy, have no undischarged bankruptcies, have a sincere reason for any delinquency in payments, are not able to access any other form of governmental financial assistance, have or will have long-term safe housing, have rental costs that do not exceed an ongoing ability to pay, be experiencing temporary financial crisis, owe no more than 2 months' rental arrears. Once I read sincere reason, my heart fell a bit. This was obviously a very small band-aid over a huge gaping wound. And in fact, the reports that were touted in the first year of the program indicate that they only gave out $124,000 with administrative costs that were higher than the loan totals. 228 families were assisted that included 29 children. All good, but obviously not sustainable and hardly real relief. The press reports mentioned that there was a program like the Vancouver Rent Bank in New York City. Following that trail led to Home Base, a program begun in 2004, which has assisted 65,000 people over a decade, including 12,000 in 2014, in preventing homelessness. The program is part of the city welfare and housing budget, so it seems a permanent commitment. It's easy to understand why Acorn members would want such a program in their cities. With the cutbacks in welfare that have eliminated emergency relief programs, it's better to have something than nothing. For the donors, for a cheap price, they can get someplace they can all refer people, even while knowing few will benefit. This is what changing welfare as we know it leads to, sadly. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.